Here's something really interesting in Proverbs 19, verse 17. The Bible says, "He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given." You know, a little while ago, I read this story about an undercover reporter who decided to dress up like a bum and go downtown and beg for money outside the subway. Now, apparently, his average take on a given day was about $300. And, of course, that was completely tax-free. At night, he went and slept in a shelter, also for free, where he also got a hot meal and a hot shower for nothing. And then there's the woman I saw in Italy, whose back was so painfully twisted that she couldn't stand upright, and her hand was shaking so badly she could hardly hang on to the little tin cup she used to collect her coins. The sight of this woman broke my heart, right up to the point where I walked around the corner and found another woman exactly like her, right down to the shaking hand and the same clothes and the same twist in her back. Now, if you're anything like me, these kinds of stories have a tendency to make you a little bit calloused when you come across people begging for help on a street corner or in the middle of a busy intersection. After all, if they're making something like $40 an hour begging for handouts, why should you give some of your hard-earned paycheck to them, especially when you pay taxes and put up with all the hassles that go with a full-time job? Except for the fact that there are people who are still in need. And just because there are self-centered, unfeeling people who take advantage of our pity, it doesn't mean we're free from the responsibility to help. According to the Bible, there's always a special place in God's heart for those who just aren't making it. And when we take pity on people who need our help, God actually considers himself to be in our debt. Now think about that for a moment, because I'm guessing you've never thought of that before. When you help the poor, God considers that a loan to him, as if he had borrowed your money to help that person. Of course, the amazing thing is that all of your money belongs to God anyway. And of course, God doesn't really need us. But that's how much he esteems his relationship with you. He wants to use your life to show his mercy to the world. Of course, I'm not suggesting you should let everybody just walk all over you, especially if you're pretty sure they're lying. But once in a while, why not give somebody the benefit of the doubt and let God do something remarkably loving through you? It's so important to God, he'll actually treat it as if you've done him a favor. And at the same time, you'll do something to show a desperate person that God is alive and well on planet Earth. Besides, when people care and we actually share some of the generosity that God has shared with us, well, that's just a better way to live.